It's Saturday, the 28th of March, 11 a.m. Long lying in bed this morning. Partly due to, I guess, about three things. We were tired. We had another kind of upsetting day yesterday, which I'll talk about in another piece of audio. Nothing drastic or serious, but angersome, just the same. So, and also because of the weather forecast for today, it's strangely, I've got sunshine on me just now and quite big patches of extremely deep blue sky, much bluer than normal. With my eyes, that blue. But there's some wicked clouds going about. When it rained during the night, actually it started to rain, I think, just when we went to bed last night after 10. And it's extremely windy, and the forecast is to get worse. 60 mile an hour gusts, driving rain, super duper stuff. The forces of nature. But there is another aspect to this whole thing about long lying and various reasons, is that my wife had been praying all week for good weather today, because she has got an attic full of stuff, and it's been coming in for the past, oh my goodness, coming in fast and furious the past couple of weeks in particular. So she has so much stuff. She's desperate to get out there and do a car boot, just to clear some space. Even the dining room is full of stuff. That's her office, by the way. But because we saw the weather forecast last night, she, along with what happened during the day, she wasn't very talkative last night at all. Understandably, but I'll explain that in another audio. Not to me, it's nothing to do with me. I promise. I'm trying to laugh, and there's another reason for that. So she was depressed because she knew she couldn't get the car parked and get along there this morning. And to be honest, the rain's off and out, but you know, when we got up at 10 o'clock there, it was driving along. So, not a nice day at all. Absolutely not a day you can even do a car boot. Even if it stayed dry, that gusting wind just blows your stuff off the tables, and just horrendous. It's like, you remember those old stage acts? Well, some of you may, where you had to, the people would set up spinning plates on canes, and see how many plates it could keep spinning. Well, that's what it's like when you do a car boot in strong winds. You're trying to hold something down with your right hand while picking it off the floor with your left, and then that goes on all day long. So anyway, so many reasons why my wife wanted to go to bed and not get up this morning. But I was tired anyway, so I was glad. The reason I said about my lips, laughing, sorry, get the horse before the cart, is that my lip had been healing up with this special wee cream I bought. It's only 99 pence and it's working wonders. And my piranha bitten lip is all but healed. Yesterday, when I was shaving, and I knew that was there was one little tender area just left with a tiny wee scab on it, and I nicked it with my razor, and which opened it back up in the airport. But then I put some more of the cream on, which is all but gone actually. There's very little left, and so it was fine. It kind of seals the lip as well at the same time as healing it. So this morning, yeah, you got it. I nicked it again, but nicked it worse this morning. So my white coffee mug looks like I've been dressing up with lipstick. It's got stains around the rim, and my bottom lip meets the cup. I And of course I got the usual reflection. Oh, what you like. Absolutely. Mea culpa. So, what started off as that? Should have been every day. It was kind of good in a way because we did get the blinds fitted to the conservatory. So that kind of cheered up a bit. I won't linger on this. So, we had a good sleep. I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling pretty good actually, apart from ripping my lip open again. I'm actually feeling quite healthy and well within myself. Well within myself. Yeah. This made me think twice about what I just said there, what that meant, well within myself. So the snowdrops have gone off. All those beautiful white bells are now are gone, except for the few that remain in tatters. Done their job for the season for 2015. Hopefully spread their seeds around the garden for more wee baby snowdrops next year. I'm looking around for colour, for flowers. Oh yeah, behind me. See, I keep forgetting about behind me in this wall because on my window ledge outside, I have a little pot of muscari, which is the wee grape hyacinth. You know, it's a kind of cone-shaped, purpley blue flower. It's not a spectacular flower, but there's a multitude of them. And I also have a wee trough down here at my feet, about 2 feet long, and that those muscari are well up. And there's also some purpley blue fritillary, because that was my wee purple trough. It should be round the front of the house at this time of year to show off the wee flower heads. I just haven't got around to moving it yet, so that may be a task for today. And I have one poached egg, or fried egg, whatever you want to call it. Primrose white petals in the yellow centre. But the garden is blooming. That's not blooming away, it's running away with greenery, if you like. My herb garden's looking pretty well. I need to get new herbs. I actually have some. I have two new I'm trying to get the name of these. It's sage, but it's the make. What's the make? Or the particular seed. I can't make it out. Sorry. And I also have two pots of thyme. Is it common thyme or lemon thyme? Oh, common thyme. And one of rosemary. So, not going to be a nice day, I guess. Well, right now, if it stayed like this, it would be great, but I can see those black clouds, they're not far away now. They're going to dump rain on us, driving rain. So, as I said, not much will be done outside today, unless we get some breaks. I'm hoping to take a walk up the town, through the park, go to the market, pick up some fresh bird food, stretch your legs. Again, that's after I play with my new toy. I lit one fire in it last night. We didn't light a fire this is part of this audio that hopefully I'll do today. We didn't need to light a fire in it until, I guess, about 6 o'clock last night, because it was actually quite mild yesterday, about 11, 12 degrees, and the house felt warm. So I lit one fire, and it wasn't even a big fire, about 6 p.m. And we just let that burn up and burn out. It's gone by about 8:30. And that was enough. The living room was still well up in temperature. And on the fire, it's brilliant. And healthy. And visually enthralling. You wouldn't think you could make so much of it about some logs on fire, would you? Sounds daft, but the first thing I see when I come out the bedroom door in the morning, through the smoked glass doors into the living room, is the stove facing me. And I give it a wave. A mental wave, that is, yes. Go picture me waving my hands at the... and a tiny wink. A mental link, and say, I'll see you soon, buddy. Mary keeps getting at me and saying, will you leave the blooming thing alone? Stop lighting fire, stop shoving logs on. I can't help it, I'm just a big wane at heart. Right. Get in while the sun's still shining.